KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 40 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In an update to our earlier reports, there were no injuries following an Iowa Interstate Railroad train that struck a grain trailer pulled by a semi Tuesday afternoon in eastern Cass County. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayres told KJAN News the accident happened at the railroad crossing just south of White Pole Road on 770th Street at around 12:50 p.m. Tuesday. A 2012 Freightliner semi driven by 38-year-old Justin Miller of Wyota was northbound on 770th, pulling a Wilson grain hopper bottom trailer loaded with about 1,000 pounds of grain. Miller said he didn't hear the train coming when he crossed the tracks and stopped to turn left onto White Pole Road. And as he was waiting for westbound traffic, the trailer was still partially on the tracks. The locomotive's engineer saw the trailer on the tracks and slammed on the brakes about a quarter of a mile away, but the train was unable to avoid the collision. The trailer sustained about $25,000 damage, and Ayres said his guess was that the engine of the train sustained at least twice that amount. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa Interstate Railroad. No charges have been filed through Cass County. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning canvassed the results of the November 5th school election for the Atlanta Community School District, and that included adjacent counties where property and or patrons of the school district reside. Auditor Dale Sunderman reported there were some minor increases in votes for four of the five candidates, but they did not affect the outcome of who won the three seats on the school board. The final tally showed incumbent Jenny Williams with 690 votes, no change from November 5th. Mark Fagan had 527 votes, a gain of two. Nicholas Hunt had 943 votes, a gain of one. Laura McLean had a total of 592 votes, which is a gain of three. And Benjamin Winford had 585 votes, which also was a gain of three votes. Williams, Hunt, and McLean were declared the winners of the election. There was a twist to the Griswold City Council election, though. Dale Sunderman explained, after the write-in winners were contacted, one of them, Greg Leitner, withdrew from the position. And since the city may then ask to offer the seat to a person with the next highest votes, which was Ryan Askeland, Askeland accepted the position. He joins fellow write-in Kirk Stapleton and incumbent Carmen Sorensen. Each will serve a four-year term. Askeland also won election to the at-large seat on the Griswold School Board. In other business, the Cass County supervisor spoke with former Cass County engineer Charles Marker Tuesday about returning to serve on an interim basis until a full-time professional engineer can be found. Marker said he would be happy to come back, but both he and the board agreed there are some matters that needed further research, such as how paying him on an hourly basis would affect his IFRS and Social Security. Marker had previously served as the Cass County engineer for 16 years.
I'm willing to work with you any way I can. I know the situation you're in. I have been in public service for so long, I'm afraid I'm going to die a public servant. So I'm willing to help out a county that's been good to me for over 16 years, and you know, we've got things we need to do. I did write down, we've talked about the IFRS. I need to see what the effect of it would be for when I return to a IFRS-covered position.
Marker retired in 2016 and was succeeded by Charles Bechtold, who abruptly resigned in August of this year. Officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report with regard to a shooting incident that took place at around 9:43 p.m. on November 11th in the parking lot of the Griswold Casey's store. Authorities say upon investigation, 39-year-old Jessica Jo McMillan of Red Oak was found to have a shotgun wound to her hand. The Cass County Sheriff's Office last Friday arrested McMillan on a charge that includes felony reckless use of firearm causing bodily injury and carrying a weapon while intoxicated, a serious misdemeanor. She was released later that day on $5,000 bond. At the time of the initial investigation, also 33-year-old Jeffrey Russell George Elias of Lake Isabella, Michigan, was arrested for public intoxication. Elias was arrested the following day on his own recognizance. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a Nebraska man was arrested last Friday evening following a collision and later pursuit. At around 6:12 p.m. on November 15th, deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident at Tucson Road and Highway 71. An investigation determined that a 2016 Ford Edge, owned and driven by 27-year-old Natasha Poor of Clarinda, was northbound on Highway 71 when her SUV was struck in the rear driver's side by a 2007 Mercury Milan owned and driven by 51-year-old Jose Manuel Montalvo of Omaha as he attempted to turn north onto 71 from Tucson Road. Montalvo failed to yield, resulting in the collision. He left the scene of the accident but was located by a Cass County deputy. And upon attempting to make a traffic stop on the Mercury, Montalvo attempted to elude the deputy. Eventually, the Mercury was disabled by the use of stop sticks near the intersection of 14th Street and Highway 71 in Atlantic. There were no injuries reported. Montalvo was arrested on charges of felony OWI third offense, eluding and reckless driving. He was also cited on several non-arrestable offenses. Montalvo remained in the Cass County Jail Tuesday on $6,000 bond. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $9,000 altogether. In our funeral announcements, Richard Butch Miller, age 80, of Creston, died Monday in Creston. A mass of Christian burial for Butch Miller will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Creston, with the Powers Funeral Home of Creston in charge of arrangements. John Yokomishin, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at Jenietta in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for John Yokomishin will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home at Atlantic. Wayne Rudnick, age 85, of Manning, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Wayne Rudnick will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Treva Taylor, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Treva Taylor are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Janet Early, age 92, of Harlan, died November 13th. A memorial service for Janet Early will be held December 13th at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.